drink three times, gentlemen, please accept Parliament in. Here, Mr. Glutt.
Hey?
It's something I've been meaning to ask you for some time.
Well, that's very kind of you, Jed. I'll have a brown, I think.
No, not that, Mr. Glutt. It's about that son of yours.
What, you mean Ron? The one-man depressed area?
That's him. Didn't he click for a raffle prize last month?
Yes, it was a valuable prize and all, yes. It was a 17-6 mini voucher. Oh. Cashable at one of them shops behind the canal.
Which shop?
The tattooists.
He actually got a free tattoo.
That's what he did, Ted, a free tattoo, Ted. And here, yeah. What an emotional crisis that little bit of tattooing precipitated.
And why?
Ted, you have no idea what he had tattooed.
You mean it was near the knuckle?
No, it was halfway up his arm, actually, but it was what you might call the content of the tattooism. What was upsetting. Yeah. What he had tattooed were just three words. Yeah. But I cannot tell you how much distress and upset them words brought into the hearts of all of us. Especially Ron's fiancée, Ev.
Just because of what he had tattooed on him?
From the evening she had glimpsed of it, she was a changed girl. I'll never forget that evening. May I never drink another brown. I'll have another, thank you.
Right.
But she come rushing round to me and, oh, absolutely distraught she was.
Oh, Mr. Glum. It's just so dreadful. I can't believe it. My wrong. Leading a double life.
No, wait. You know that can't be true. He can only just about lead a single life.
You explain it then. Why else should he have tattooed on his right arm the words, I love Sue. Sue. And my name's Ace.
For heaven's sake, give over. For heaven's sake, stop that crying. You're bringing me corns on throbbing again. Now, Ev, now then, steady now. Let's get it quite straight. How is it that you happened to see the inscription, what was on his forearm?
Well, it was on the bus, and Ron was wearing that second-hand jacket you gave him. He took it off to see the time on his wristwatch.
What, he took his jacket off?
Well, after all, the sleeves are a bit long.
Well, you can't help that when you get a jacket off the peg. Especially when the coat room attendant is watching. So it was then, that was where it was it then? That was where it was, once you got a glimpse of the words, eh?
Yes, right across his forearm, bold as you like, in royal blue lettering. I love Sue.
Well, what does it signify? Here, blow.
No, Mr. Glum, put your tie away.
Now, look here, now, be reasonable. This here, Sue, well, I mean, she could be some film star what he's taking a fancy to.
No.
Or one of them singing sensations.
The only name you tattoo on yourself is somebody you really love.
Oh, so you think he's having a love affair with someone called Sue. If I just somehow, I can't believe it. My Ron, a wolf in cheap clothing.
Who is she? That's what I want to know. Who is she? When's he been seeing her? What is she to him? And how many more are there?
Just you control yourself. You're allowing your mind to run away. It's no purpose of getting overrun. I'll find out who this Sue is for you. Just leave it to me, Ev. I know Ron. I shall elicit the information obliquely.
How?
I shall bash it out of him.
No, Mr. Glum, that you won't do. I have my pride.
All right, you bash it out of him, then.
I shall give him the chance to confess it off his own bat. I'll just leave the subject round and let him come out with it of his own voluntary free will. If you'll be kind enough to leave us alone on the sofa after tea, I'll use all my feminine wiles.
Oh, that's the stuff, Macy. If you ain't got beauty, you got to use brains. If you ain't got neither, get them old wiles working.
I will, Mr. Glum. From now on, it's woman against woman.
And may the best man win.
God! I've had a tune running round in my head all evening and I just can't think of the title. I wonder if you know it, Ron.
No, eh?
I haven't told you it yet, beloved. I'll sing it to you. It goes... La, 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 la. La, 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 la. La, la. La, la. Do you know it?
Yes, eh?
What is it?
It's the one that goes... La, 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 la. La, 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 la.
I know the tune, dear heart. It's the title.
Title?
Sweet something, Ron. A girl's name. Da, 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 da. Sweet.
Fanny Adams?
No, Ron, it's just a single name. It's a little name. A short three-letter name.
Oh, three-letter. I've got it. Art.
Ron, that's a boy's name. Would a song be called Sweet Art?
Yes, yes. Sweet Art, Sweet Art.
Oh, 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 oh. All right, Ev, I'll take over.
Oh, Dad.
Yes, Ron, it's your dad.
Yes,
my boy, excuse me butting in, but I couldn't help overhearing on account of how I was listening. Now, Ron, the time for shilly-shallying of is past. You've caused your dear fiancée here much mental anguish and torment of the mind. It's now up to you to make amends.
Amends what?
Amends nothing.
Nothing?
Just answer a straight question. Now, get this obliquely.
Yeah?
How do you come to have the word I love Sue a tattooed on your arm?
Oh, you found out.
Yes, Ron.
Come on, Ron. I'm waiting for your answer.
Dad, I can't tell you.
Oh, please, Ron.
Ron, it's no good pulling your cap down over your face. We're still here. And we're stopping here. Now, don't play the hostage. Now, come on. Why have you got I love Sue engraved upon yourself?
Dad, I can't tell you. I just can't.
Why not?
Because I feel so ashamed.
Oh.
I was foolish and weak. All started out as a bit of fun, and then I don't know what came over me.
Oh, Ron!
Don't ask me to say any more. I won't. If you'll excuse me, I'll go and take the dog out for a walk.
Oh, Mr. Glum, he's terribly disturbed, isn't he?
He must be. We haven't got a dog. Must be what they call a figment.
I don't know, but I can't let it rest. I must know more, Mr. Glum.
Now,
I must.
Now, listen, now, if you won't get it out of him, now. You can threaten all you like now. It wouldn't make one either of difference. When Ron's got his obstinate face on, you can't shift him. You should see us trying to get him to finish his greens.
Do you mean, then, we'll never find out who this Sue is?
Well, I'm not saying that, eh. There is one other person who might know who she is. It's a slim chance, but as the old adage has it, a shot in the dark is worth two in the bush. So come on in.
Oh, where are we going, Mr. Glass?
We're going to that tattooist. Come on.
Oh, yes, indeed, sir. The Rembrandt of the electric needle. That's what they call me. Now, if you look through my book of designs, I'm sure something will strike your fancy. There's everything there from a portrait of King Edward VII to a trellis work of flowering dog roses stretching from clavicle to tummy button.
That's highly ornamental, I'm sure, mister. But we haven't really come here with the object of being artistically perforated.
Oh.
We're inquiring as regards if you remember a Mr. Ronald Glum, whom you did an inscription on his forearm.
Ronald Glum. Oh, yes. Had to take his jacket off to shake hands.
That'll be him, yes.
Oh, yes.
Please, would you please tell us why Ron wanted that particular name?
Oh, no, that I cannot do. I must not betray a professional confidence, I beg you. I'd be breaking my oath to the Royal School of Needlework, I would.
What part of Brixton do you come from?
Indeed.
I can't copy his accent, you know. Here, look here. If you're not going to talk willing, then you'll have to be made to.
Mr. Glam, put that needle thing down.
Now talk or else.
Or else what?
Or else I'll write rude words all over you.
Oh, no, no.
Mr. Glam, there's someone come in the shop.
Oh, dear.
Mr. Tattooist. You there, Mr. Tattooist?
Keep quiet.
Mr. Tattooist, I want you to take back my tattoo and return my 17 and 6. Mr. Tattooist.
Mr. Dad. Here.
Uh-huh.
Oh, so the tattooist has told you my secret?
Well, actually, Ron, he refused to betray... Oh!
I'm sorry, eh? Did that needle accidentally enter your thigh? Dear. Well, I never did. I'll pull it out now. Yes, Ronnie boy, he done told us everything. But we'd like to have the story again, please, in your very own words.
Well, it's nothing to be proud of. You see, when I came here with the voucher, I couldn't think of what to have.
So I helped him. I told him that what people usually have tattooed is, I love, then the name of... Well, the object of their affection.
And so, the name you decided on, Ron, was this... Sue.
That's what I'm so ashamed about, eh? Like I said, I was weak and foolish.
What do you mean, boy?
Well, he got as far as S-U-E, and then I fainted.
Fainted?
He was on me funny bone.
Here, just a minute, Ron. Do you mean that I love Sue is not the complete message?
No, Dad.
Then perhaps, Ron, you'll at last tell us the full name of this great love of yours.
Go on, then, boy, go on. I love...
Suet pudding.